come from a large family, so I have a large mouth. Hallelujah. You know, today, 9-1-1, there was such a tragedy that happened on this date, and I was going to speak to you about a message about man-made towers. And the Lord's, I had the word, pride comes before destruction and a haughty spirit before the fall. And I had that all together, was moving on that, and the Holy Ghost said, no, I want you to go this direction. And so when I hear that from the Lord, the Lord has something he wants to say to everyone's here, not only the ones that are here, but the one that is going to go on the website and hear the message. The message will go out around the world, and many will hear what God has to say. So to begin with, I would like for you to open up your Bibles to 2 Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. The Apostle Paul writing to his student in verse 14. He says, of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to shew thyself approved of God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. So the Lord was speaking to me about bringing a charge today to the body of Christ. This is Transition Sunday. This is the day on this Sunday is when I'm transitioning from pastor to evangelist. Amen. And even though the grand opening and the kickoff of the Full Circle Church is on October the 2nd, I've been transitioning into allowing them to take the lead of the ministry, and I have been following their lead. So with this in mind, I want to take you to 1 Timothy chapter 6 today to hear what the Spirit of God wants to say to all of us that are here today. Verse number 17. The Apostle Paul says to his student, charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, and they may lay hold of eternal life. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings again, and oppositions of science, falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. Grace be with thee. Amen. Today I want to focus your attention on verse number 18. That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. God's given me a charge to challenge the body. To challenge you first to behave yourselves. Secondly, to become. Become what? Workers. For what? To benefit others. Amen. And this comes by us to believe. Let's ask God's blessing upon the preacher. He said, Word, you know me. I'm going to ask you to come into agreement with me. That's just something that I have in my heart. When we come into agreement, there's things that happen in the atmosphere. So we're going to come into agreement. Would you repeat after me? Say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. grateful that you sent it here to accomplish something in every heart and every life. He that's begun a good work in us is faithful. Lord, you never start something that you don't finish. You are the author and you are the finisher of our faith. So, Father, I pray right now, Lord, speak through me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. And when all is said and all is done and all is accomplished, you will receive all the glory, you will receive all the praise, and you will receive all the honor, because it's all about you. Have your way in this atmosphere, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You know, first the Apostle Paul says to his students, and we're all students of the gospel. Amen. We're all on a journey. None of us have arrived yet. Amen. We're ever learning, but never fully coming to the knowledge of the truth. So what the Lord wants to say first to you and I today is he's challenging you and I that we do good, that we behave ourselves, to be a do-gooder. Hey, can we do better at being a do-gooder? Or can we do gooder at being better? That's corn coming. I don't know if it fits with the English language, but it works in the message. Hallelujah. One thing the Lord wants to speak to you and I about behaving ourselves. He's called and he's anointed and appointed each and every one of us for the time that we're in right now. Amen. And there's many that are watching, not watching what we say, but what we do. Amen. Our actions are speaking louder than our words. Amen. So first thing I want to do, look with me in the Psalms and Psalms 34. Psalms 34. Verse number 14. The psalmist puts it like this. He says, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Wait a minute. Blessed are the, for they shall be called. How do I get peace? I pursue it. It's just naturally not going to naturally come to me. When things that I don't understand and that's brought to confusion or disruption in me, I have to pursue peace because I'm a child of God. And he says to you and I, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And he says, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous and his ears are open unto their cry. So he's challenging us to behave. Look with me in Hebrews 13. Here we go. Hallelujah. The writer of Hebrews puts it like this. But to do good, in verse 16, but to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with what? Such sacrifices, God is well pleased. In other words, it isn't always easy to do good. Amen. Sometimes I got to go outside of my flesh and do what the Spirit of God says, even when my flesh don't want to. But he didn't stop there. Verse number 17. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Now, wait a minute. Here's what the Lord's saying. I've been pastor and I've had the rule over this ministry by the Holy Spirit. And now what I'm doing is I'm stepping down to submit to the authority of someone over me. Well, pastor, they're younger than you. That's okay. God says to honor one another, to respect one another. Amen. They're to honor their elders. If you're an elder or you're an old Christian, they're going to honor you. But honor works both ways. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Amen. So I'm choosing. I know that I heard from the voice of the Lord, and I'm choosing to submit to him. Amen. He says, submitting to one another in the fear of the Lord. And I don't what? I reverence God. Amen. And God's doing something that, hey, I don't have the words to explain it. It doesn't make sense in some places, but God said to do it, and I'm just being faithful to do what God said to do. Amen. And we're getting ready to have a Holy Ghost good time. We've had many Holy Ghost good times here. We've seen the sick healed. We've seen all kinds of signs, wonders, and miracles. But it's just the beginning. Amen. Great and marvelous things God is doing and is going to do. Amen. So he's saying to you and I to first to behave ourselves. Does anybody have a problem with behaving? Wait a minute, let me go here. Are you having a problem with your children submitting and obeying you? Maybe you should lead an example of submitting and obeying others. Hello? Ooh. Hello? Ouch. Ouch. Oh, ouch. He says to you and I in James 3, I'm going somewhere, just bear with me. He says to you and I in James 3, 4, 17, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Amen? So first he says to you and I in our text today, he says that they do good, that they behave themselves to become, what I'm speaking about to become rich in good works. Amen? Travis talked about the giving and giving it shall be given back to you. Good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over. As you give, other men shall give into your bosom. With the same measure that you meet shall be measured unto you. Amen. And Jesus gave you and I instructions. I don't know about you. How many followers of Jesus do we have in the room here? Amen. You may be following a man, but you're following the Jesus in the man. You're not following the man. Man, there's no perfect man. There's only one perfect God, and his name is Jesus. Jesus told us in Matthew chapter 5, and he's using a familiar scripture that we all can relate to, and verse 16. He said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. James put it like this. You show me your faith, and I'll show you my works, because faith without works is dead, being alone. In other words, if there isn't something that's being manifested, God gave us a community of Jerusalem to reach. God gave us a Judea to reach. God gave us a Samaria to reach. God gave us the uttermost parts of the earth to reach. We reach it by taking what we get here out there. Amen. There's a world that needs Jesus. Amen. We have the answer for every problem, every situation, every circumstance that's facing the world right now. His name is Jesus. Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. He's a God that's still alive. He's alive in you. He's alive in me. And he wants to be alive out there. Come on. Come on. He said, I'm going to be rich in good works. I'm a blessed man, but I'm blessed to give. Amen. Amen. I can't outgive the one that gave his best for me. The Apostle Paul speaking to his student in Titus chapter 2, verse number 7. We're all students of the gospel. He says, in all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part might be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Amen. So he tells his student in Titus 3, verse number 8, he said, this is a faithful saying. And these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. You know, you have more people that are watching you than listening to you. Amen. Our message is our action. How we react, what we say, how we face things. When the storms come in, do we stand firm in our faith? Or do we waver? If we're saying to follow us, we got to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. They have a connect meeting tonight. And if you want to connect, you need to come to the connect meeting. Amen. And in other words, one of the things that are separate from this ministry is open for them to establish and do it the way God's leading them to do it. And I'm submitting to their authority. Amen. And you all called to be a part. So come and connect. Amen. Well, guess what? Well, I know I have something else to do on Sunday. We'll change the plans. What are we doing? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Amen. Amen. We're believing God is doing something marvelous and something wonderful, and we're getting on board. Amen. And it's an army that he's raising up. Amen. There's no single person. God's raising up an army to take back this land. I believe that God's going to move in such a marvelous way that we've never seen it. We've never witnessed it. I believe he's pouring out the latter rain even now. And I believe as he's pouring out this latter rain, there's a move of God that's never been witnessed. We can't compare it with something else because it's never happened before. I have so many people where I want to say this right now, out of the Spirit of God. So many people are trying to copy what happened before. They can't get a hold of what God wants to do new because they're always trying to do the old thing, the same old thing. But God is a new. He does a new thing. He's pouring out his Spirit in a new way, a fresh way. He's ushering in his return. And as he's ushering his return, he's raising up a body of Christ that will go and take it by the word of God. Amen. Amen. We believe God in his word. He's saying to us, hey, there's a call for us to behave ourselves. Come on. To do good. But not only to do good, but to become rich in good works. Amen?
Yes.
He says, ready to distribute. To distribute is to benefit others. Amen? Everything that God has given to you is for the benefit of someone else. Yes. Don't be stingy. Well, we're singing. You want to sing that? Wait. Hallelujah. Look at me in Isaiah 58. He prophesied this in Isaiah 58. The next season, they're not as loud as I am. So, but you know, I'm going to go preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. In his name, I'm going to cast out devils, I'm going to speak with new tongues, I'm going to take up serpents. If I drink any deadly thing, it's not going to harm me. I'm going to lay hands on the sick and they're going to recover. Amen. This gospel is going to the nations, it's going to the world. Amen. Amen. Hey, I want to say this. I want to thank everybody. And there'll be many that are coming out in the next few weeks. And I want to thank you all because each and every one of you in your walk with the Lord, some of you I led to the Lord, I discipled you, I helped you grow, and you helped me grow. I couldn't be the man of God that I am today if it wasn't for you. God counts you as worthy, counts you as valuable, amen, that you're precious and you're dear, Amen. And I thank God for you. Amen. Everything that we go for that through, there's nothing wasted. I want you to understand that all things work together for the good, for them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. We're called according to God's purpose, and we're believing and trusting God that everything's working for our benefit. I don't know, sometimes when things are happening, it doesn't feel like it's for my benefit. Sometimes it hurts.
Yeah.
Amen. Help me, Lord.
Yes.
Help me to learn through it and grow through it.
Yeah.
Because you're raising me up. Remember, he says this. I will never allow more on you than you can bear. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Learn of me. Amen. Sometimes when it's overwhelming, you're trying to carry something that doesn't belong to you. He says, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. Amen. So many times we get overburdened and overbeared because we're carrying stuff that we're not supposed to carry. God didn't create us to carry those things. He put Christ in us to carry them for us. Hallelujah. Now we're looking for to benefit. The prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 57, verse 7, is it not to deal the bread to the hungry, and thou bring the poor that are cast out into thy house? When thou seest the naked, thou cover him, and thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer, and thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger and speaking vanity. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness shall be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. You know, the Apostle Paul said in Acts chapter 20. Acts 20, verse 35. He says this. He says, I have shewed you in all things how that so labored you ought to support the weak, and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Amen. So what he is saying to us about, he is telling us to behave ourselves, to become rich in good works, willing to distribute, to benefit others. But he wants to say something here in Galatians chapter 6. Galatians 6. Man, I love this scripture. I'm never going to find it in Ephesians. Hallelujah. Verse number 9. Galatians 6, verse number 9. He says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. So in closing today, what is the Lord saying to you and I? Hey, that we're doing some good works, that we're behaving, doing good, to behave ourselves. Amen? You know, one of the things I really see missing a lot in the body of Christ is true do-gooders. It's sad that most are looking for what's benefiting them and not what's the benefit of others. God wants us to get outside of ourselves as a vessel for his glory to do good. What? When I'm doing good, I'm being rich in good works. Amen. When I'm being rich in good works, I'm ready to, what am I saying? I'm ready to distribute or to benefit others. But he said to believe this. I am willing to communicate. He says in follow in verse number 6, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual or have a great effect by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Amen. What we're doing, we're being lights in this dark world that we're living in, so men may see our good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. Some of the church isn't coming because they're not seeing the good works.
Amen.
The Bible says when one suffer, we all suffer. When one rejoices, we all rejoice. We're in this together. We're a body. I don't know about you, but when my knee gets a problem with this knee, there's other joints to try to make up for that knee. Amen. So what the Lord is saying to you and I simply today is, hey, he's challenging you and I to behave ourselves, to do good. What? To become rich in good works. What? To benefit others, to be willing to distribute, willing to communicate, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. So what is God saying to you each and every one of us today? Every last one of us have a part. God has called you in closing. God has called you and appointed you for a time such as now. So would you bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish something in every heart and every life. Father, you called us, Father God. One, you said to us today for us to behave ourselves, to become rich in good works, ready to distribute, to benefit others, willing to communicate faith to others. In closing today, Father God, if for everyone here, if there's anyone here that doesn't know Jesus or one time knew him, but you're not in the place you once were and you feel the Spirit drawing you today, is that you? Would you slip up your hand and say, that's me? But no. Father, I thank you, Father God, that you're the searcher of all hearts and all lives. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask my wife to come. You can look now. The Lord is challenging us not just to be hearers, but to be doers of his word. Amen. Amen. There's here that really needs Jesus. We have family members and loved ones that really need Jesus. We got a nation that really needs Jesus. We got a world that really needs Jesus, and we have the answer. And today is a transition Sunday where my wife and I, come here, honey. My wife and I have been honored to plant this ministry, to pastor this ministry over these years. But now today, we're releasing the charge of this ministry. So I'm going to ask Travis and Corey and JJ and Becca to please come. Come up for a minute. Y'all can face me here. The congregation is going to extend their hands towards you in a minute. This is an honor. I was reminded what the Apostle Paul said to his student Timothy. And 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 18, he says, this charge I commit unto thee, son, JJ, Travis, Corey, and Becca. We'll call y'all one, y'all sons and daughters. I'm not calling you a son. Hallelujah. According to the prophecies which went on before thee, that you might fight a good warfare. This just isn't happening. This was prophesied and spoken years ago. It's just manifesting itself now. Amen? Amen? That God's called you and appointed you all for the time such as now. So God is going to impart something on you today. I believe he's going to give you a fresh measure of the lead of the ministry and the carrying, all right? Because we can't do it in our own strength. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. So church, would you extend your hands? Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray for Travis and Corey and JJ and Becca, Father God. I thank you for the call of God that's upon their lives, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that you called them for a time such as now. And Father God, as they raise to the position, they're facing adversity every which way but loose, Father God. But you've given them anointing to destroy every yoke, Father God. So right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I'm speaking over them the strength to lead the body, Father God, to feel to have a heart and compassion like never before, Father God, that as you impart this upon them today, they'll never see things the same way. Not that they saw them a bad way. Don't forget to let there be any miscommunication, Father God. But you're getting ready to do something fresh. You're getting ready to do something new. So, Father God, as this impartation is given to them today, may they run with it and never look back, Father God. May they run with the full zest, Father God, of the Spirit of God, and may they accomplish everything that you called them to do in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, as our leaders, Jackie and I submit to y'all as pastors and leaders of this ministry. Turn around. Welcome our new leadership team. You have something you want to say? Or pay you under the bus? Hallelujah.